ان الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, we were talking about going back to the basics and looking at the fundamentals of our faith. And the two things that I mentioned yesterday was the focus on the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on tawheed, because that is the purpose of our creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And the second is our behavior and our akhlaq and mu'amilat and ma'ashara, which is the external world, the world of people and things, the alam al-ashya, the things which come under the subject of huquq al-ibad. These are the two areas of concentration that we need to look at, and we need to see what is happening there. I mentioned yesterday two things: that which is temporary, that which is permanent. And that which is temporary is what remains in this world after we go. That which is permanent is that which goes with us. So today, if you look at that fundamental and say, what is the ubudiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the meaning of being Abdullah or Amatullah? Meaning of being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, male or female? What is the meaning of that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that right in the opening, the first ayat or the first two ayats of the Quran, which begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The first ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Incidentally, this is something which is important to remember. Without Surah Al-Fatiha, there is no Salah. Surah Al-Fatiha is a rukun, is a pillar of Salah. And Surah Al-Fatiha has seven ayat which begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and end with Ghairil Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. And if you do not recite all the seven ayat, if you recite only sixth ayat or five ayat, then your Surah Al-Fatiha is not complete, and so your Salah is invalid. Doing Sijda Sahu doesn't help. You have to repeat the Surah Al-Fatiha or repeat the Salah, whichever it is. But Surah Al-Fatiha has to be prayed. And the first ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You will see that sometimes some of the imams, they will recite it loudly and others will recite it softly, so you do not hear it. The Surah Al-Fatiha apparently begins with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. But remember, if the imam has not recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim at all, then the Salah is invalid. And if you are praying alone and if you do not say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, your Salah is invalid. As simple as that. Right? It's a very serious issue. Whether to recite it loudly or to recite it softly, there is a difference of opinion. Alhamdulillah, both are correct. There is nothing wrong with that. You can recite it softly or you can recite it loudly. But if you do not recite it at all, if you miss it, then your salah is invalid. Now, what is this issue of these two ayat? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, who is the most merciful and whose mercy never ends. This is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, which is the introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in one line. And then the next ayat is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Think about this. After introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next ayat refers to our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise and all thanks. This is the essence of ubudiyat. This ayat refers to our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise and all thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is the Rabbul Alameen, who is the creator, who is the sustainer, who is the maintainer of the entire universe, and to whom is our return. So if you look at these two ayat, this gives us the foundation, the fundamental essence of ubudiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are we doing? We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which refers to His glory and majesty, and we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which refers to His ni'mat, to what He has given us. Right? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to count. And that is a reality. So when we are looking at the issue of Surah Al-Fat of Ubudiyah, this is what we must understand. Also in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you whatever you ask. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you want to count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to count, and verily and truly, the human being is zalumun kafar. He is an oppressor, he is a zalim, and he is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, it is something for us to think about and say that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not record us among those he called zalumun kafar. Now, thing is to understand that what is this shukr of Allah? In the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, in Tafsir Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions in this tafsir of Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he says, Rasulullah mentioned that there was a slave who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following words. He says, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultani. He said, O my Rabb, lak alhamd, all praise and all thanks is due to you. How much? Kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik, equal to the glory and majesty of your glorious countenance, equal to the glory and majesty of your face. Wa azimi sultanik, and equal to the magnificence of your kingdom. Now if you look at this, of this way of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired this slave to say, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the alfaz, give us the words to praise him in a way which suits his majesty and grace. So, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the recording angels heard these words of praise, they did not know what reward to write for this praise, because they had never heard these words before. So they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they say, O our Rabb, your slave has praised you in words that we have never heard before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, what did he say? They say, Ya Rabb, he said, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. What reward should we write for these words? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, you be the witness, I will reward him in keeping with the glory and majesty of my countenance, and I will reward him in keeping with the magnificence of my kingdom. So what is the amount of this reward? Now, on a side note, anytime you hear a hadith like this, which says that the angels said this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, what did he say? This does not mean that Allah does not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what the slave was going to say even before the slave himself knew what he was going to say. This question by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a question to establish witness in favor of the slave, so that they will bear witness in favor of this when they come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So this does not mean Allah did not know and the Malaika came and told him, Nauzubillah, that's not the meaning of that. So this is the issue of shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the slave says. And when the slave says this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he praised me and I will reward him in keeping with the way that he praised me. And therefore, we need to be very careful and try to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ways which at least we try to keep it to the extent of his glory and mercy on us. So think about this, that when we are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are we thinking about? One of the things to do is to think about the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it that Allah has granted me and given me? Yeah, as I mentioned in the surah of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah gives you whatever you ask. Now, sometimes the question might come, you know, I have been asking Allah for something and I am not getting it. right? Sometimes, whatever it is, some takleef you have or some problem you have or something, and you get this, Allah is saying, I am giving you whatever you want, but actually in my life I find that this is not happening. I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, Allah has not given me. So, how do you put these two things together? And the way to put it together is to understand that when Allah says that I am giving you whatever you want, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us whatever we want as long as that is good for us. What is not good for us, and we do not know what is not good for us. For example, supposing you might be in some kind of pain, right? You might have a problem, you might have a issue of your health, and you might say, Ya Allah, cure me. Give me relief from this pain, from this suffering. And you are not getting this relief. And alhamdulillah, you are doing your best and you are praying and so on, and you are making dua and more dua, but it is not going away. So you might say, well, you know, this is a musibat on me, and what am I going to do, and so on and so forth, and Allah is not accepting my dua. But this is not true, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Biyadil khair, in His hand is khair. There is only goodness in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many times what happens is that your pain does not go away, but your position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. Because every time somebody tells you, how are you? So you say, Alhamdulillah. You know you are in pain, but it's Alhamdulillah. And why do you say Alhamdulillah? Same logic as I mentioned to you before of Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah. He overheard two people talking. One man was complaining about his problems to another man. And Hasan al-Basri stopped and said, rahmatullah, he said, how strange it is that you are complaining about Ar-Rahman to somebody who has no Rahmah. So now if somebody says to you, how are you? You say, Alhamdulillah, not because you are completely fit or not because there are problems. But your thinking is, what can this man do anyway? If I tell him my problem, can he cure me? He cannot cure me. He has got no power. Maximum he can make dua for me. So, okay, I ask him for dua. But beyond that, what is the point of telling some problem to somebody? If you have a problem, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it. Because without the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in any case, nobody can do anything. Right? Life can neither be shortened or lengthened, or no illness can be cured, no loss can be repaired, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So therefore, when somebody asks you, say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Oh Allah, I praise you and I thank you in every condition that I might be in. Because the condition that you are in is because of the tawajjuh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is true for human beings, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays attention to, one way, this is not always the case, and we ask Allah, we don't ask for this, but one way is, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts him with difficulties. Not because he is trying to be sadistic and, you know, he gets some pleasure out of your pain, but because this is unfortunately the state of human being, that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only when we have a problem. When everything is going well, you are too busy having fun. You are too busy feeling good. But only when there is a problem, then we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes Allah gives you problems to turn you towards Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran also. وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We give you a small punishment before the big punishment so that you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the big punishment is averted and avoided. Because you turned because of the small punishment. It's like somebody slapping your wrist. If a little child is putting his hand out towards the fire and the mother slaps the wrist. So she's not trying to hurt the child. She's not getting some pleasure out of the pain. But if the child is not stopped, he's going to put his hand into the fire, he's going to pick up something which was hot, and then that suffering will go on for a long time. Whereas this one is gone, right? So, in the time scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we have in our lives, any loss we have, this is minimal. But the purpose of that is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is when you have this and you don't turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you still do the same things, then there is a major issue. But if that is not happening, if you are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillah. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this is the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. Please remember, and I remind myself and you, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressed through obedience to Him Jalla Jalalu. It's not expressed by singing qawalis and, you know, hams. It is expressed by obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jala jala. The love for Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressed by making his ittiba, by following his sunnah. Not by singing nasheed and, you know, naat. And not by holding this function and that function and this gathering and that gathering and this, you know, whichever excuse. The love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is through his sunnah. Follow the sunnah of the Nabi if you love the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for both of these, there is no alternative. You can't say, well, you know, I'm not interested. No. This is the whole point of ubudiyat. This is the whole, the key to Jannah, the key to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make shukr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the shakirin, to make us among those who are always grateful to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and who praise Him and we thank Him as it is His right to be praised and thanked. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.